Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life when I felt like I was never going to get out of the woods. What I mean is that God would reveal something in my life that I needed to address, and I would address it, and things would seem to be going great. And then out of the blue, God would say, oh, well, there's just one more thing I need you to address as well. And sometimes it felt like that was just never ending. I mean, have you ever felt like that? I do a lot of work on websites, and there are times when you finally figure out a problem in the code and you fix it, and it only creates a new problem somewhere else. And so you have to go through the code and you have to squash all these bugs. And sometimes that process can really seem unending. I just want to know if there's anyone else out there that's ever said, God, help me. God, another problem I have to fix. But you know what? Satan really wants to discourage you with that. It's like what Paul was saying in Romans 7 about the law. The law is good, but Satan finds a way and wants to use the law to condemn you and to make you feel bad. And just like that, he wants to use this process of dealing with issues in your life to discourage you and to condemn you and to make you think, geez, I am screwed up. But don't take the bait. This process, dealing with these issues, it's actually a good thing. For instance, when we make Jesus Lord of our lives, it means that we give him access to all of us, to every single room in us, even those rooms that we haven't let anyone else into, the darkest, coldest, even the most painful rooms in our hearts. And if we give Jesus access to those rooms, look, he's going to go in there and he's going to do what he does. And we see in Romans 7, the thing that Jesus does is he delivers us from this life that we lived before we met him. We're no longer slaves to sin. He set us free. That's what Jesus does. So don't be discouraged when you're having to process one issue after another. It's actually one of the most encouraging things ever. It just means Jesus is going from room to room, cleaning house. And every issue you face and overcome is just one more room that's ready to be filled with his purpose for your life.